Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Doing what others will not do to increase your coaching business. Hey, Wayne Sutton here, howtosellyourcoaching.com. And in a world of technology, where there's Facebook and there's Instagram and there's Snapchat and TikTok, and we have all of these marketing methods, all these tools. We have Slack channels, we have Infusionsoft, we have ActiveCampaign, we have ClickFunnels, we have all of these powerful but me too products. Now, I'm a big fan. If those who sign up for our Done For You coaching, we're going to use everything we just mentioned. We're going to do the funnels. We're going to use a CRM management. We're going to use emails. We're going to do all of that for you. We handle all the techie stuff. But I'm going to recommend you do something that other people are not doing. And this is how you'll win a lot of clients. Now, I'm on the phone with Sabrina, and Sabrina is in the mortgage industry, and she's got a product she's taken out into the world, and it's really very profitable, anywhere from $3,000 to maybe $15,000 per sale. What she needs is an automation system to bring clients to her. So we go through, we do the enrollment call, and I go through the sales script that our clients get here at Done For You Coaching. Everything is working great to the end. There's a little bit of hesitancy. Now, the price that we quoted her, because she had a pretty significant package that she wanted for us to build out for her, so the price we quoted her was not cheap, but it was very fair. But there was some hesitancy, so we kept looping back, making sure we had absolute clarity on us, absolute clarity on the product, absolute clarity on the whole system. There was still a little bit of hesitancy. So what I did was thanked her for her time, offered her to again, give her more information. And there's a couple linguistic things you'll add in here, and we won't get into that on a podcast, but some linguistic agreement, what we call linguistic agreement frames, to keep her thinking about our product and keep her moving towards that process of purchasing. Now, what I did, though, is for some reason, I'm literally looking over on my table, and there's a postcard that somebody had sent me. I said, Sabrina, really quick, before you go, what's your best mailing address? Is it a P.O. box, business, home? She said, just my home. I work from my home. I said, okay, great. And what's that address? Something I need to pop in the mail to you. She gave me her address. So now I've got her address. I said, okay, awesome, thanks. Went over to a website, thinks.io. That's thanks, thanks.io. And I developed a short little postcard. Now, since then, I've gone in and built a template, so it's a lot quicker. But I made a postcard, and I hit send, and boom. Within just a few days, there was a message from me about her, thanking her for her time. And I did this with the next few clients. Then I realized, well, that's neat, and it's auto. It's pretty quick. I've got a template built. But let's go another level deeper. So then what I did was I created, and this is something I learned in the real estate business from somebody that was selling for sale by owner. He was going into these for sale by owner clients and actually getting them to come on board as a client with his real estate agency. So I still send the postcard. But now instead of using thanks.io that has to print it and then send it, I have some made myself and I just sign it, send it out to them. That's instant, that's one. Number one, they get that. Then they go into a file folder. Listen, I love automation. We're going to help you set all of that up. But I literally run to Staples and I picked up a file folder for, I don't know, it might have been $15. But it was one of those that's all together, all in one. So I open up and I put her information. I had her information printed out in my lead form. I put it in one. And when I put it in the first folder, I pulled out a postcard. Name goes in, postcard comes out, postcard gets mailed. Okay. The following Monday, I don't care if this is a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whenever you're talking to them, the following Monday, just for simplistic, you know, keeping everything simple, their lead form comes out of section one, goes into section two. In section two, what do you think I have? Not another postcard, but a letter. A letter talking about the need for my services. Now, I don't write it out individually for everyone. It's pretty a stock letter. But I've got it written out with a lot of white space, very clear. I've got emojis in the letter. And then I personally hand sign it and I send it to them. Then that lead stays there until the next week. What happens next week? All of those from week one move to week two. What do you think I have in week two? Week two, I had the same thing again. And this happens for 12 weeks. At the end of the 12 weeks, they get a letter that says, I was hoping to be able to help you. However, I'm closing out your file. This will be the last letter you receive from me. It says it very nice, but it's very firm. This will be the last letter you receive from me. If you would like one more opportunity to work with our firm, then go here to reschedule, or, and I give them my personal cell phone number. Send me a text message right now. This has increased my closing rate by about 30%. 30%. Because they are receiving emails from me. They're receiving periodic text messages. But they're getting this in the mail. Most people don't use the mail anymore. So when you use the mail, you stand out. Now, what's my investment on this? My investment, 11 letters and a postcard. 11 letters and a postcard. So I'm in this with printing. And it's, again, it's a one-page letter. With printing, with the envelope, with everything, less than $10. Less than $10 to be right in front of my client where they're at. Now, a couple little tips. The envelope does not have the name of my coaching package on there anywhere. It does not say The Wealthy Coach, Done For You Coaching, or anything else. It's a plain envelope. In the top left-hand corner, I'm giving all my secrets right here, guys, in the top left-hand corner, I write P.O. Box, P.O.B., and I write my P.O. Box number, and I put the zip code, 28428. I'm in Carolina Beach. Now, the following week, I may write it out totally, just so it doesn't look the same. Does that make sense? It may say Post Office Box, Carolina Beach, North Carolina, 28428. The point is, I just want them to open the letter. I want them to open the letter. And the fact is, if they open two or three and go, oh, that's that Wayne guy again, and they're absolutely not interested, they're not going to open it anyway. It doesn't matter, okay? But for those who are curious, those who are thinking, remember, it's not just about your offer. It's about the timing. It's about the timing of your offer and the timing of your offer in their life. Because sometimes you may have the perfect offer. They're the perfect avatar, the perfect audience. But things are happening in their life that may not be ideal today. But what happens when they're thinking about it that day? They're ready to go to the next level. They're frustrated because their business isn't growing the way it is. They're frustrated because they're, whatever your coaching is, maybe they're overweight. Maybe they're frustrated because somebody asked them, are you pregnant? Or they're frustrated because their clothes didn't fit today, whatever. And they get your letter in the mail today. What happens when they come into a bonus at work? Maybe an income tax refund. Maybe, you know, something, just cash flow comes in and then they get your letter. Like, oh, I can afford this now. Another thing you're doing is showing consistency. I'm with you. If I'm this committed to earn you as a client, am I also, how committed will I be to help you? Now, a couple things. You want to do this from a place of I can help, a place of posturing yourself as the authority, but you can do that and still ask for business. Also, in these letters, we change them depending on the topic and who we're talking to. As I notice, I start working with more of one people. We go in and we change these up a little bit. Most of them are short little, again, 2 to 3 paragraphs that I've written. Some are a little bit longer. Most of them are material that we create. Sometimes we'll say, hey, we saw this today. And I'll take a screenshot video or a screenshot image of something, and I'll just insert the screenshot in there. And I also keep a pack of little green, yellow, pink, orange, little sticky notes. And not every time, but several times, I'll write a short little note, thought this would be of interest to you, and stick it on the letter. Guys, this works. This works. And if you would like to know more how we can help you create this uncomplicated system that absolutely attracts the people that you're trying to attract, then let us know. Here's what I need you to do. Go over to callwithwayne.com. Callwithwayne.com. We're going to do a 10-15 minute just strategy call. We're going to look at your business. I promise you at least one aha moment. One thing in those 10 to 15 minutes you can do today to begin enrolling more clients. And if you do not have a CRM set up, you do not have an email follow-up system set up, a text message follow-up, you need to have all of that in place. But you also need to go back and do what other people are not doing, and go back to a mail-in. Yes, snail mail, envelopes and stamps system. And I'll show you in the next few episodes how I do this and get someone else, this is really important, to cover all of my expenses for this and everything else we do in marketing. Another neat little secret, we'll reveal that soon. Okay, guys, howtosellyourcoaching.com and callwithwayne.com. Go out there, change lives today. Change lives today and get wealthy doing it. God bless.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.